Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here. YouTube.com/Steven Larson, available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it, just make sure you're always getting your good Going In Raw content. It's good content.
Yeah, I guess so.
That we have here at the show. We're also available on every fine podcast app that you can listen to podcasts on. If you take a little time, leave a little rating or review. Hey, can you guys leave a rating and a review for us? It really helps the show.
We're also at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Today's the last day of the month, which means it's the last day that you can order the $20 comic book tier, the Friendo care package tier.
Care package.
Where's that damn comic book?
And get it delivered during the month of March. Oh my God.
Here's some stuff. Show them this stuff.
Why are you making a mess over there? It could be something important.
There's glass in this.
Postcard.
Where's the damn comic book?
Signed by us.
Can't find anywhere.
Sticker.
Anyways, we got a cool comic book.
More here stickers.
Somewhere. Anyways.
And a print makes you make a decision. You got this lump on this side, Mecha Santa.
Can we start going door
to door? This legend on this side, Top Notch Super Best.
He's a legend. Can we start going door to door? Then there's a comic book you can get. What do I do with that thing?
It's time to move on. Just move on with the show. People ain't tune in to see you tear apart your office.
Maybe they should start doing that.
Tune in to hear us talk about wrestling, specifically
here,
in this case,
like,
SmackDown.
Stick this out in front of your face. Oh, it's not. Your head is too big. There you go. Look, there's you. You can get these stickers and put them on your car or whatever. It's weird seeing my dad's van drive around with her.
That is weird.
On it. Yeah. Anyways. So, what are we doing today? We're talking about stuff.
Let's promote our pro wrestling tee store, too. You mentioned that.
Let's see if this will work. Oh, this is the sale's going to be done with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's over at noon, I think.
Yeah.
In 20 minutes.
I think I got this right here.
There you go.
I never know what Stream Deck is going to
do. Yeah, man. I'm wearing a shirt. I can just say, hey, you can get this right now at our store. It says not going to happen. Cold Water Larson shirt.
Oh, God. Looking for the comic book, Larson. Anyways, should we talk about Smack? Can we talk about Unsolved? The mysteries of... I forget what this tagline is. The murders of Tupac and Biggie Smalls.
I would like to. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
Can you imagine people who are so used to watching Grizzly? And then instead they get this like grim like procedural about the investigations into the murders of Tupac and Biggie. They're like, where's Todd? Where's Grizzly?
They're actually getting some potentially good television.
Where's Grizzly's grandma?
Complaining
She's
about
so
it
funny.
Because they want their Grizzly? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man. I was half expecting to see Todd and his various antics, and instead I get...
quality television.
Yeah, dude. It's actually really good. The funny thing is they promote it being like, oh, it's from the creators of the O.J. Simpson miniseries.
Oh, American Crime Story, whatever.
Which a lot of people like really liked, but it was too... The casting was so corny to me.
Yeah, you mentioned
John
that.
Travolta as what's-his-face, as Robert Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
That was so weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can never not see O.J. as Cuba Gooding Jr.
Mm-hmm.
It was all over the map, and it was kind of cheesy.
Yeah, I just watched that the O.J. documentary instead, the 8-hour
one. That's actually really good.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I know, but this was completely different.
No, I know.
And then so I was like, oh, man, I don't know about this. But then like it came on, and I was like, oh, they're actually playing it straight. It's actually really good.
And the cast is really good, too.
No, the cast is fantastic. It's got Jimmy Simpson, and it's got Josh Duhamel. Duhamel.
Which... it's interesting that he was on a WWE product considering...
We'll talk about that in a
other
second.
Other news
items. I know. I mean, they didn't have a choice in that case.
Yeah, probably.
If they had a choice,
it'd be Jimmy Simpson on SmackDown.
If it was my choice, it'd be Jimmy Simpson. That guy's great.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
But yeah, no, I agree. Till I saw him, and I was like, this is not the appropriate time for him to be on WWE TV.
Yeah, probably not.
Because you know. Anyways, in a nutshell, just like SmackDown, it was good.
I thought it was a fine show. If you take the whole Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon stuff out, I kind of wonder if they would just wake up one day and Road Dogg says, this isn't working, or someone told Road Dogg this wasn't working, and they extracted that storyline from the show, just took it out.
Yeah.
Just dumped it wholesale.
The
show would be so much better.
The WWE has, there's plenty of instances of them simply ditching mid-storyline storylines.
And it felt like that they were going to do that with this after the Rumble.
I know.
For 1 week, I was like, oh, they're not.
I know.
They're not, you know, fighting. And then now they are. And you could tell that both of them think it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Shane is obnoxiously eating a box of popcorn for most of the show.
See, if that's the direction they're going to go, I'm actually totally into it. If they're just simply going to mock what was going on and he's sitting there eating a box of popcorn, I was actually chuckling during that. I'm like, oh, that's funny. He's making fun of this whole thing.
All right.
Because it's so dumb. It's so dumb. It's so bad.
It's really dumb.
But at least it didn't. My thing is this. It's not. So before it felt like it was like just permeating every aspect of the show. And now it seems like it's relegated to a pretty small aspect of the show.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like necessarily the A story anymore.
SmackDown's not revolving around that anymore.
Yeah, not to the same degree, at least not this week. Last week it kind of felt like it.
Yeah.
This week is all about John Cena.
It made the show feel a bit more fresh and made the show feel a bit more important.
Yeah, I guess so.
So he kicked off the show.
Yeah, he came out and said, I lost at Elimination Chamber. That road to WrestleMania.
He said,
dead
I'm
end.
Only human after all.
So he said his other road to WrestleMania is to get in on this WWE title match at Fastlane, which made me happy because I didn't want him to take on Nakamura with his title shot in the line.
Now all we're going to get is Nakamura versus Rusev, which is fine.
Yeah, that's great.
That's not great. I'd rather have Nakamura versus Cena. They could have a knockdown, drag-out match.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't want the... It's one thing for Cena to challenge Nakamura and saying, if I beat you, then I'm in on the title match at Mania. But like I said yesterday, there's no conceivable way that I could buy Nakamura willingly putting his title shot on the line in a match against Cena. Even if I knew Nakamura was going to win the match, I just thought that's too far of a leap in logic.
Yeah, they get it on the buy-in thing. I'd have been fine with that. I'd get a good match. I don't really care about a good match. They're not going to give up AJ Styles versus Nakamura. People would riot over that. What, just for Cena versus AJ again? They just had that in the main event of this show.
Yeah, I know.
It was a good match, too.
It was good. Those guys have great chemistry. Anyway, Cena comes out, drops his promo, saying he wants in on the WWE title match. Shane comes out, and he's like, he essentially says, you just want this?
Yeah.
Right? He just kind of said, you're supposed to be just given this opportunity?
Yeah.
He said, this is the land of opportunity, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan comes out and says, what?
Sean Cena should just have been like, dude, yeah. I'm John Cena.
Can you actually not see me?
Is that like a literal thing now?
I mean,
I know it's a meme on the internet, but
yeah.
I'm John Cena. I'm what's called a draw, jackass.
Yeah, man. So Daniel Bryan comes out and says, no, this is land of opportunity, but you're going to have to earn your opportunity. You versus AJ tonight. If you win, John Cena, you're in the match at Fastlane.
I feel like that was too steep of a price to get into this clusterfuck match.
It really is.
There's already five people in the match. Baron Corbin's in the match. You're telling me John Cena
Dolph
can't get in?
Dolph is in the match.
Dolph is in the match. You're telling me John Cena doesn't get like entrance to the match? Have you seen your ratings? You want to keep him around. They're terrible business people.
I kind of feel like, I know it's going to advance the storyline. I hope they'd bring it up. AJ having to have this match. Like, he has to beat Cena for another person to challenge him for the title. You know, that kind of sucks for AJ. Every step, AJ is the one that's getting crapped on.
Well, yeah, I know. That should be his reason for going to Raw. He shows him, he's got, I got my own top 10 list. Let's show this. And it's just 10 reasons why I'm leaving.
No, it's just Raw, 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 Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
10 things I'm doing in 2018.
Yeah.
Raw, 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 Raw. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll come to the story.
They should have said, John, yes, you totally get in the match. If you have this match with AJ tonight, you don't have to win it. Just have it because we need ratings. And we need people to watch Fastlane. So regardless, you're in the match. Like, keep it real, man. You're talking about the leap in logic of Shinsuke Nakamura giving up his title shot to fight John Cena.
I'm saying kayfabe-wise, yeah.
I agree, but come on, man. Ratings are kayfabe, too. You know, John Cena.
Talk about ratings on Raw or SmackDown.
When they talk about, okay, so for example, they pride themselves on what talent they have. John Cena is a free agent. You'd think as GM of SmackDown, even in kayfabe, you'd want John Cena on SmackDown. You'd want him at Fastlane.
Yeah, that's what Daniel
Bryan...
Bryan said you got to earn your chance to get on there because everybody else had to have
against the WWE champion who John Cena's lost against, and John Cena just lost like twice in a row. He lost to... No, man, they should have been like, Yeah, dude, no, just look, help us out. Put on a really good match with AJ tonight. You're in Fastlane, you're good, but we just need you to do this match. Is that cool? I don't care if you want
to
lose.
That's like Shane having to beat The Undertaker to like stick around, then they kind of drop that whole thing. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it'd been fine. Just, you know.
No, it wasn't fine.
Didn't
make
any
sense.
Just fight The Undertaker.
So it's Daniel Bryan going to John saying, hey, you got to have a really good match against AJ Knight and you're good. You're in. But what if he drops a dud? Is he out?
Yeah, you know, if he gives us 5 minutes of crap and we still have 15 minutes left of show, then yeah, dude, I don't want that. No,
there's no stakes involved there. Needs to be some drama for the match to feel important. But I kind of feel like they could have got that with like Cena versus Owens. I would have liked that more. But anyways, I know the AJ thing will probably come up in storyline, how AJ keeps getting crapped on. Anyways, right after all that, we had a match, Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin. Kevin Owens was on commentary doing a great job.
Where's your hairline? It's on the top of your head.
Yeah, it was great.
Rude. I can't, for life of me, I cannot do
a Kevin Owens.
Where is he from?
Quebec.
Quebec, yeah, can't do that.
And they kept cutting backstage to Shane and Daniel Bryan. This is where Shane brought out the popcorn.
Yeah, I love it.
Daniel Bryan was talking about how great of a job Kevin Owens is doing on commentary. Someone pointed out to us on Twitter, accurately, they can't hear Kevin Owens' commentary watching the TV because the volume wasn't up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Dude, SmackDown is a land of, like, no logic whatsoever.
Yeah, pretty much.
I still stand by my Cena thing.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
How do you not see that?
No, I see
we
it.
We want Cena here.
That's a good thing for an executive meeting, but on TV where there's supposed to be stakes and drama and matches that have importance, you can't just say, all right, just have a good match and you're in.
Yeah, they do that.
No, they don't do that. They don't do that on TV. Anyways, this was actually a pretty decent match. They gave it a good amount of time. They kept cutting back. I mean, seriously, just drop this whole Shane Daniel Bryan thing. It's awful. Just drop it. It's terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't really. It doesn't make any sense. The thing is, Daniel Bryan's going to be gone in September.
I know,
anyways.
And he's got a serious case of senioritis, man. He just can't wait to get out the door.
Yeah.
He's literally just feels like reading lines.
I wonder, I was watching during Shane and Cena's promo last night.
And I felt like the most genuine thing he said last night is like, I'm going to go home now.
Yeah. It was cute, though, because Shane was like, oh, you get to go see Birdie? Go say hi for me. He's like, okay, I will.
Yeah.
I like that. I thought it was
cute.
No,
that's
cute.
Good. That's the most genuine thing, because I'm sure
Shane's
Dana Bryan's like,
popcorn.
I can't wait to get the F out of here.
No. Shane, I mean, I've noticed this before, too, but he needs to have, like, his heart checked or something, because he sweats so profusely.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, I sweat. I'm a sweater. But
maybe
like,
his nerves. Maybe he has nervous sweat. Because I used to do that.
That could be too. Like I was thinking to myself, man, if I was out there in front of 12,000 people, I wonder if I would just start instantly profusely sweating and being really self-conscious about it, and then you sweat more because you're self-conscious about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what happens.
That's the worst. Yeah. Anyways.
Sami
Zayn versus Baron Corbin was a fun match.
Yeah, there was this great spot where towards the end, Owens was on commentary. Dolph, you see him in the background, just like his Chuck Taylor hop over the barricade.
Yeah.
And then you see his foot enter frame and super kick with some gusto.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Owens in the back of the head.
Yeah, it was good.
That was great. Baron Corbin picked up the win with End of Days. And then Dolph went in there and gave Baron a zigzag. Backstage, as we mentioned earlier, Shane, Daniel Bryan. Daniel says, I'm out of here. And go see my kid and my wife.
He says, you seem to have this well under control. They were in L.A. Were they at Staples last night?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're at Staples.
So I'm sure Daniel Bryan could hop on a plane and be home in Phoenix in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I think it's only a 4-hour drive from L.A. to Phoenix.
Oh, that's right. He's in Phoenix. For some reason, I thought he was still in Seattle.
Roughly 4 or 5 hours. next, Sammy and Owens backstage, kind of recuperating after Zayn's lost. Shane comes in the frame with his gosh darn popcorn again.
Yeah, man. He was loving that stuff. Looked good. Like, I busted out the skinny popcorn. Yeah, man. Popcorn's good.
It's all right.
You eat it when you're watching a good match. Nothing wrong with that.
My teeth. It annoys me.
Continue.
No, that was it. I mean, he just like, sticks it to them. They get upset. That was it. You say, it's always something with this guy or something like that.
Wait, what?
That's what Sammy and Owen said. They were incensed because...
Oh, yeah, Sammy said that. You're right, Sam. Because Shane said something like, Bree is expecting you guys for dinner or something, because he thinks they're all in cahoots, so he thinks that they're going to go to his house, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he leaves, and yeah, Sammy says, "Oh, he's sticking it to us."
Yeah, that's what it was.
He really does need to be the George Costanza.
Yeah, yeah, he really does.
That would really work well.
That would be great. Next, Fashion Police backstage. In walks Josh Duhamel. As we mentioned earlier, it's kind of odd.
Wait, did you already talk about Ruby Riott versus
Naomi? Sorry. Oh, man, I skipped that. I apologize. Next, we had Ruby Riott versus Naomi. Of course, Ruby Riott joined by Riott Squad. Naomi joined by Becky Lynch and Charlotte.
I feel like this... there is such a stark difference between the SmackDown women's division, creatively speaking, and the Raw. I remember thinking this the night on Monday, and I was like, man, there's so much stuff going on in the Raw women's division that we can't predict, and it's like really cool. And then this is just like, I swear, it's like, okay, let me just write out the next 8 weeks of women's TV for SmackDown. This person takes it. Like, it's 3-on-3, so it's...
And variations on
and
that.
And variations on that. And there's nothing else. There's
no
swerves, no turning, no nothing. And everybody except for Ruby Riott, who actually kind of seems like she's giving it her all. Everybody else just kind of seems like they're on autopilot.
I know.
Because, like, what does it matter? Like, we know this isn't going to... Ruby Riott's not picking up that title, which sucks because I like her.
Yeah. But she did pick up the win over Naomi with a Riott kick.
Yeah. So she's doing the same thing Charlotte did to her crew.
Going through.
Picking them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just... It's so uninspired. And, like, you look at all the moving pieces to the Raw women's division, and because it's just good writing, you know? I don't know. It's because it's not the performers... It's just, it's in the writing, and it's like, okay, well, if we have this, you can tell there's actual thought behind the Raw women's division.
Yeah, I know.
And with SmackDown, it's like, okay, well, we can cruise because we know that for the next 8 weeks, we're going to do this person, this versus this person, this matchup, this matchup, this matchup.
It's been 3 weeks, 6-woman tag match.
Yeah.
Back to singles matches. Yeah, I know.
I don't know. It's just, I think it does
it's a disservice to the talent in the women's division.
That's exactly what I was going to say. A disservice. Next up, like you said, the Fashion Police. And then, yeah, oddly, like the one Hollywood actor who probably shouldn't appear.
Well, two.
On,
the other one would be Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was also named by John Bravo.
That's
along
right.
Along with Roman Reigns, his client of, I think, Richard Rodriguez was his name.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
I mean, it was just odd.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not because they've got the USA show and he's in it.
He's pretty much the top star in that show.
He's the biggest star, and Jimmy Simpson's probably not a WWE fan. And
Josh Duhamel show up at WWE events.
He's been there all the time.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
He has a back and forth with Fashion Police. They think he's a genuine detective.
Right.
He is not, of course. He is an actor.
Yeah. I do like that Fandango corrected him on the pronunciation of his name.
Yes.
We haven't seen that in a while.
I know.
It's actually Fandango.
Yes. Yes, that was good.
Then the New Day show up. They're funny.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. And then Josh Duhamel, yeah, he breaks the Fashion Police's hearts over the fact that he's not a real detective.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All good stuff.
Yeah, it was funny.
Next, New Day come out, drop a promo, talking about how they're reigniting their feud with the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
Usos come out, drop another great promo. Mm-hmm. Big E responds with probably the most impassioned promo I've ever seen from him.
They bring out the best in each other.
Yeah, man.
Like at first, I was like, oh, we get them again? That's kind of cool. But then I forgot, man, they just really bring out the best in each other. And yeah, Big E dropped a promo that was just so much fire. It's easy to think of the New Day as a comedy act because they do a lot of comedy. But, you know, everything Big E said was absolutely correct. They are super accomplished. You know, he's talking about breaking down barriers and all that kind of stuff. And it's like,
yeah, I know.
Got a good point. Yeah. He does do that.
Well, and then
stuff.
The Usos were talking about how for their entire career in WWE, they've been on the sidelines for Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And Big E said, like, last year we hosted. And, gosh, what did he say? Something like, you know, we're not going to be in the sidelines because we just went out and got what we wanted. Or essentially, that was
the gist
of it.
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. It was all really, really, really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They finished up. Bludgeon Brothers music hit. Did you know John Cena is apparently a Bludgeon Brother too? That was his lower third when he came out. It was on Twitter at least.
I didn't notice.
I didn't notice
that
during the show. I saw it on Twitter.
Wait, so it said John Cena?
No, I said Bludgeon Brothers.
It just said Bludgeon Brothers when he came out? Are you serious? That's amazing.
Yeah. They came to the ring. New Day and Usos left. But Bludgeon Brothers didn't do anything. They just came out. First, they put their hammers at the bottom of the ramp.
Typically, that's just what they do.
And they went back and got him and got in the ring.
Yeah. So I mean,
but they didn't have a match or anything.
I mean, the cool thing is the fact is because the Usos are talking about not wanting to be sidelined again, they're not going to be sidelined again and stuck in the kickoff show.
See, there you go.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
John Cena's the Bludgeon Brother.
Did it ever change?
Oh, There's him with Eric Rowan's mask, courtesy of Cage Side Seats.
Good job, Cage Side Seats.
No, probably not. They just had the wrong thing queued up, I'm guessing.
Let's see here. So, yeah, Bludgeon Brothers. We're probably going to get Bludgeon Brothers, Usos, New Day at Mania, I guess, or Fastlane.
No, Fastlane is already Usos and New Day.
Oh, right.
That's confirmed.
Right. Okay, well, Bludgeon Brothers are going to be around.
Yeah, I guess so.
And, oh, you're not, no good? You
don't
They're
like fine. I just...
Man, we got a lot of Usos versus New Day before.
I know, but you know, just even this promo last night, I feel like they're adding new things, new elements to the feud that weren't there before.
Yeah,
they're bringing up Usos WrestleMania history,
mm-hmm.
and imagine if New Day beats them at Fastlane mm-hmm. for those titles. How the Usos they're probably going to go back being full heels.
Yeah,
trying to find a way to get on that Mania card and have a rematch.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's Maybe. Looking for their road, man. It's a new thing.
So, new dimensions, and I like it because they do bring out the best in each other. And I think they're great. Next, Rusev and Aiden English backstage with Shane. Shane tells Aiden English he has a match tonight against another artist, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, he sang it too. Shane seemed like he was in a good mood.
Well, he had some popcorn. He had a full tummy.
Usually that doesn't put me in a good mood. That just makes me farty.
Well, we don't know what he was doing between takes.
That's a good point.
Dolph with an iPhone promo. Too many words. There's too many words flash up on the screen.
Man, okay, so here's the thing about Dolph, too, is that I feel like he signed his new contract, but he might have some sort of, like, buyer's remorse. You know, like, he's, like, stuck here for another 2 years now. Like, yeah, the paychecks are great, but, God, this is just crap.
Well, he knows after Fastlane, he's going to be in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. That's what's next for him.
That's right.
It's like he's getting his cup of coffee up here in the main event scene and then back down the lower mid card.
I mean, he literally just signed 2 more years of just getting a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't have I don't know. If that rumor is true that people at SmackDown know that SmackDown's crap, then I don't know. He's probably like, man, is there any way if he wants to do something that's interesting or fun in the business?
No, you have to go to Raw.
You have to go to Raw
or
now.
NXT.
And even then, it's like, God, I'm Dolph. Does he think he has like some self awareness? Like, I'm Dolph Ziggler, not going to do anything good with me.
I know.
You know, God, that'd be soul crushing. Or maybe not. Maybe he loves it. I don't know. Maybe I just read him wrong. I just feel like I don't know.
No, he definitely seemed like on cruise control for this promo,
right? And he just signed a new contract.
I know. He's in the main event of a pay per view.
Yeah, I know. I know. Anyways, what do you think about this Bob Roode interview afterwards? Yeah. Back in his robe.
Yeah, I know. Should have stuck with the suit.
Trying to smile.
Bringing up that SmackDown top 10 that no one else has really mentioned other than Jinder himself and Randall Orton.
Okay, let's talk about the SmackDown top 10.
I thought this was like a weekly thing, right?
I know! I thought it was a weekly thing! When is it going to be updated? It's like Daniel Bryan just dropped this turd of an idea on everybody and then walked away from it. Without flushing it down the toilet.
It clogged up the toilet. That was the problem.
It did. And now it's like it's storyline in the worst possible way. It's just sitting there.
I know.
Festering, getting
like
old.
People are supposed to be upset about not being as high or even on the top 10. Because that's what Bob Orton said. And Bob Roode said. Randall Orton comes to the frame and says, I don't care about any SmackDown top 10. I just want your U.S. title because I've never had it.
Right. Exactly.
That seems legit.
Which
motivation
could very well have been just like a shoot, you know. It could have been. He looks so weird though. His hair is getting longer.
It is.
It's so weird.
About a month ago, I think it was about the perfect length.
I know.
Now it's getting a bit too long.
It's long.
It's just too jarring to see him with no hair basically for the longest time, and now like he's got enough hair on the sides, he has to comb it back.
Yeah, he has to comb it back. Exactly. He looks like Patrick Bateman from American Psycho.
It's not quite that long, but it's getting there, man.
It's getting there. What's his end game? Like, how long is this going to go?
I'm hoping he goes for, like, Shawn Michaels' early 90s mullet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That'd be great.
Really grow it out
and
back.
And he kind of spikes the top a little
yeah,
bit.
Man. And yeah, lets, yeah, 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 yeah.
And then get some, like, feather earrings.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's what I'm really hoping for. Next, we had Aiden English versus Shinsuke Nakamura. English sang a new number before the match kind of run down Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
People still love Rusev. I don't know why Rusev isn't getting more of a push.
Yeah, me neither.
Boggles my mind.
He was complaining about that on social media.
Yeah, man, he has for weeks. Action goes to the outside. Rusev kicks Nakamura in the head. Kind of gives English, at least for a little bit the upper hand. Mm-hmm. But in the end, Nakamura picks up the win with the Kinshasa. Mm-hmm. As he's leaving, John Cena comes in down the ramp. Cena points at WrestleMania sign. Nakamura points at WrestleMania sign, like they're teasing. That's going to be the match at Mania, but we
John
know.
John Cena literally looked him up and down. He went like that. And I was like, you fought him before, Cena. You know,
yeah,
who he
this isn't your first time seeing
him. You have to look down, weirdo.
The King of Strong Style.
Exactly.
Which brought us to our main event, John Cena versus AJ Styles. These guys just put on good matches.
Yeah, certain people just have that chemistry.
Yeah, man.
When you know you're in there with the best, then it brings out your best.
Not quite on the same level as their SummerSlam match or the Rumble match, but still really good. This is like a really, this will probably be one of the top five SmackDown matches we'll see for the year. Top 10 easily.
Oh, top five for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
The only thing that bummed me out is that apparently John Cena kicked out of a Styles clash and AJ Styles kicked out of an AA during a commercial break. They replayed it, so that's cool.
Oh, I thought I just missed it. I thought I was like looking down or something when that happened.
No, that was during a commercial break.
Oh my God, you're right. Because I remember watching the replay and I was like, oh God, I really need to be paying attention. That dude just kicked out of a Styles clash. That's insane. It happened during commercial?
Yeah, those are pretty major beats in a match for
yeah, there was
happened
okay, no, that
break.
Makes sense because I like the one thing that stuck out to me was like, God, this is a long commercial. And I remember because I actually read the spoiler for this before because I watched the West Coast feed and I was just like eating dinner. I was like, what's going on at SmackDown? And so I read that this was like a 23-minute match, I think. And then Cena actually came out at like 35 minutes left in the show or like about 30 minutes left in the show. It was like 7 minutes of entrances and commercials.
Well, he does his entrance, commercial break, and then he mills about in the ring for a little bit. And then AJ comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was like some long commercial breaks. And of course, there was like the scrum at the end. So the match probably stopped, I think, 3 minutes before end of show.
Yeah, yeah.
Before all the stuff happened. But I mean, regardless, it was a good match. But yeah, you're right. Kicking out of a Styles clash during commercial is kind of unacceptable. That's a big move.
It's a huge,
it's like it's the
a,
big
it's,
move.
Well, it's a massive beat in the story they're telling here. Because Cena eventually also kicks out of a phenomenal form.
Yeah.
They're on the AJ sends Cena to the outside. The ref starts doing the 10 count.
AJ says, don't do that.
He says, don't. I want to be in the middle of the ring. 1, 2, 3.
Stop it.
Cena picks him up and gives him an AA through the announce table.
Yeah.
Rolls back of the ring. He tries to get the count out victory.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to do anything it takes to get his road to WrestleMania. AJ rolls back in before he's counted out.
Mm-hmm.
He eventually puts Cena in a calf crusher. Cena reverses into AA, mm-hmm. picks up the win.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much as soon as the bell rings, Owens and Zayn and Baron Corbin somehow teleport from the monitors they were watching the match on backstage into the ring. They all start attacking Cena and AJ. Dolph comes out, makes a save, or so we think, because after the faces, or we thought were all faces, clear the ring. Dolph decks Styles, mm-hmm. and then he eats an AA from Cena.
Yeah.
So Cena's the one standing tall down the show.
Yeah. According to, I didn't notice this myself. Well, I noticed it because I was looking for it, but apparently at some point the ref said to Cena and AJ, we got 20 seconds left. So, and then they wrapped up the match. But then apparently also Cena went to Dolph like at the end sequence. I think it was right before he hit AJ and said, go Dolph! He just yells. He barks orders now.
Yeah, I know.
Go, Dolph.
Whenever I see, like, whenever he puts someone in the STF,
mm-hmm.
he always puts his head down to the other person's ear to call the next spot.
Oh, I know.
Always does it.
He makes it super obvious.
We'll mention this now, real quick. We'll talk about it more on Friday's Dirt Sheet when there's more details from various outlets. Justin Barrasso, Sports Illustrated, broke during SmackDown last night that Rey Mysterio was backstage negotiating a deal to work at Mania against John Cena.
So,
apparently,
yep.
Cena versus Undertaker is not happening.
Yeah, apparently it's actually not happening.
Yeah. PW Insider, I guess, disputed that Mysterio was in the arena, but they confirmed that there's talk of Mysterio signing for Mania.
Ooh.
And I guess I think it was PW Insider said that Cena, if he wasn't going to wrestle Undertaker, gave them two other options, one of which was Mysterio, and I can't remember offhand what the other one was.
Wait, the WWE gave Cena two other options?
Or Cena? I think Cena said, if I'm not going to take on Taker, these are two other people.
Interesting. What was the other one?
I can't remember.
Well, find out tomorrow on Dirt Sheet. There's a good tease. There you go.
Or Friday on Dirt Sheet.
Friday. What is it say? Wednesday?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, so let's answer some questions.
Yeah, let's answer some questions. Great idea.
What a fantastic idea I just came up with.
Yeah.
Do we have any questions to answer?
Of course we do.
Where can you find these questions?
On the Patreon. If you're a patron on our Patreon, you can ask us questions. It only takes $1 a month.
$1 a month, and you can get your question answered here as well.
Leader of the wild card finals, a real movement, Jerome Murray. If Vince and John Cena had a formal dinner, what would be the meal, the house rules, mm-hmm. and the conversation during the meal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, formal dinner, so I'm guessing, I'm going to say Cena sets it up at his house, so his rules.
Okay.
Meal, steak.
So don't wear shoes, is that right?
Well, he's,
you do wear dress shoes to the meal, but then
inside
if you're in
the
house,
his actual house, you don't wear your shoes. Yes,
right.
Probably some filet mignon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe lobster tail.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of roasted potato dish.
Mm-hmm.
Salad to start.
Yeah.
Conversation during the meal. It would be how John Cena is going to get his record-breaking 17th world title reign.
Yeah, he's going to talk about himself.
It's like Vince.
No politics allowed at the time.
I know I'm very busy. Making movies, but I have one last run in me.
Let's get this done.
I would like to get my record.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have what belongs to me back around my waist.
Oh, this is interesting. Nathan Raglan wants to know, Vince and Triple H comes up to you guys and says that they're willing to give each of you a shot at any title you want, main, secondary, or tag title. Which one would you go for and why?
I really like you guys. I want to put you on the show.
If I can get a Brock Lesnar type deal, give me that universal title. Show up like once a month.
You have to fight Brock Lesnar for it.
Though. No, no, no,
you
no,
get
no.
A shot at a title.
Yeah, this is after WrestleMania. Reigns ain't. They ain't deviating from that plan. So be facing Reigns.
Okay. I would say give me the. I want to fight for the NXT title.
All right.
Because like everybody loves NXT. I love NXT. And what is it like? 2 days of work per
month.
Yeah, something
well, that's
like that.
The same thing as Brock's schedule.
Then
pretty
you need
much.
To hang out in Florida. It's all humid.
Yeah, it is humid.
Not as much travel. Get paid a good $25,000 and you're good.
And I'll give you a Brock deal. Regular Trevor, what would you think of John Cena failing to and getting a spot at Mania instead heading to NXT to face Andrade Cien Almas?
Oh, I would love that. I would love that so much. That would be great. I got a road to take over.
Yeah.
I'm going to take over NXT.
Fat Bastard Champ Alex Foster. Weird answers only. Who should be GM of SmackDown Live when Daniel Bryan is done? He picks Sting.
Drake Maverick. He's doing a great job on 205 Live. He's there anyways.
Vicky Guerrero.
Yeah. Out of character, Mark Calloway.
Mean Street Posse.
No.
Mark like Shane says, all right, Daniel Bryan's gone. I have the place to myself. I'm going to bring in my kayfabe friends, Pete Gass, Joey Abs, Rodney.
Hey, everybody.
Mean Street Posse.
Welcome to the show. My name is Mark Calloway. I'll be your GM tonight. I had Michelle put down some notes here on my phone about what we want to do today on the show. Let's see here. Oh, crap. That's not my notes. That's my Twitter. I don't even know how to use it. You know I don't have a Twitter?
Yeah, he doesn't.
Hold on a second.
Excessively saccharine Mark of Steel.
What? I got some show notes here. I can't find them.
Get it together, Mark.
Hey, friendos, you're putting together a super group, and clearly Elias is playing guitar and Braun is playing bass. Who else do you have in this band? You have Xavier Woods.
Aiden English is your vocals.
Yeah, Xavier Woods in the horn section.
Yeah, okay, there you go. And then Dolph Ziggler is the drum bass. The bass drum. Yes. Bass drum, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be the drummer.
Yeah.
Look at me!
Larson's Black Cat stepfather. Hey, friendos, who has been your favorite mixed match challenge team to watch so far? Thanks.
Oh, no, Nicholas Groskirth has my answer here, Golden Rose.
Yeah?
Yeah, that Rose Gold, or whatever they call themselves. I'd say that.
Strowman and Bliss were
pretty
fun.
Yeah, that's good, too. It was kind of cringy when he was like, I think she's kind of cute. It's kind of weird.
Jason the Cabbie, he asked this before the main event. He added that caveat. He says, at this rate, the Fastlane title match is just going to be a battle royal with pins and submissions, right?
How many more? Like,
there's six people in the match.
There's one more. There's a go-home show left, right? That's it. So how many more people can they add at this point? Like, Shinsuke should get in because he has nothing going on. They're like,
Rusev.
Shinsuke, Rusev, you're going to have a match.
And but it's like, going to be in this match,
they're
too.
They're like, you could be in that match.
Yeah. Why don't just bring the whole roster into this match?
Why not? They call it a six-pack. I hate that name, a six-pack challenge.
I know.
If you have a fatal four-way and a fatal five-way, why don't one of them get their own adjective?
I agree.
You know, they should have their own thing.
Like a Furious Five-Way.
Thank
fatal
you. Yeah,
four-way.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep
furious
it alliterative.
Five-Way, yeah. Well, it has to be alliterative.
Yeah.
And then Six-Pack Challenge, which it doesn't have to be alliterative. It's a cool name.
Yeah,
Six-Pack
that's fine.
Challenge. It sounds like a beer thing.
Yeah,
like
it does.
A frat thing.
The Prince of Lazy Style, Quinn Fuller. SmackDown is so scripted it hurts. Mm. Like during the Sami Baron match with Shane and Daniel Bryan backstage. Do you agree SmackDown's writing has to change back after the brand split? Or has to change from back after the brand split? And what needs to happen to make the show feel less scripted, by less scripting?
I mean, I don't know if it's any more or less scripted than it was before.
No, it's just the actual
it got crap,
lines are garbage.
They just need to change whoever's writing it.
Yeah.
To somebody better writing it. They need a better writer.
Better writer.
There you go. Like, because it was fine when it was scripted before.
And now it's scripted and it's not fine.
Now it's scripted and it's not good.
The glorious Steve Klein. Hey, friend, knows which wrestler will have the most outlandish WrestleMania entrance this year? Bobby Roode will probably have a pretty major one, assuming he's not on the pre-show.
Yeah, I know, and I think he's going to be, so I don't think it's going to be him. Asuka?
Maybe.
I'm thinking Asuka, because she's probably going to win the title there.
Yeah, Joe Shea says Nakamura.
Yeah, I really hope that him and AJ both come out with some fancy gear of some sort.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool if AJ brought out the mask he used to wear in New Japan.
I'd love that. That'd be rad.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Bronze grappling hook. What are your least favorite finishers in WWE, and what would you change them to?
The AA.
Really?
Yeah.
It's iconic, man.
No, I know.
No good?
This doesn't seem very impactful. I mean, you can't ever beat anybody with it, which is one of them.
Mine is Roman Reigns. Honestly, if he had a cooler finish, I'd be like a couple more percentage.
Spear is not a good finisher.
It's not a good finisher. If you're not Goldberg, it's not a good finisher.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't even his finisher. He had the jackhammer as his finisher.
Oh, yeah, I know. But the spear was a cool. It was a great setup for the jackhammer. I never even really liked the jackhammer.
No, Joe Shea, he says, I remember you two expressing concern that WrestleMania could have many great matchups, but not enough time for them all. Which possible Mania matches would you give the most time? What would you give the least?
All right, let's break down the minutes. How long does AJ Shinsuke get?
22 minutes.
That's it?
That's all.
45?
No, that's what they should, but they're going to get 22.
No, I don't care about what they should.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we're in control.
Give them 30 or 35.
Okay. Well, what did Gargano almost get?
36, I think.
Okay, they get 40. 40 right. minutes, okay? Right. They get 40.
Roman... Brock, give him 12, because I feel like Brock's going to be on cruise control.
You want to give him 12? You want to give him
12? Yeah, cruise control. He's on cruise control.
I was going to say 7.
All right.
So we'll split the difference.
10.
Okay, 10-minute match.
Intercontinental title match, assuming it's just triple threat.
Dude.
25.
Yeah, man.
25. 20,
at least 25. Yeah, 25 is good.
Asuka and Alexa Bliss.
They don't need more than 15.
Yeah, 15. Yeah. I was gonna say that too. Becky and Charlotte, assuming that's the match.
At least 15.
Yeah, 15.
They're good wrestlers.
15 to 18.
Yeah.
Say it's Usos versus the New Day.
Oh man, you know,
18-20.
Ask them how long do you guys want?
Exactly.
You know, 20 is good.
Best 2 out of 3 falls. 25 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Thebar versus Revival.
Oh, again, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe 15. 15.
15.
12, because it's a hard hitting match. 12.
Yeah, and also you got to fit it all into like an 8-hour show.
Yeah, I feel we're doing good. U.S. title match, which is probably going to be Rude, Jinder, Randy.
Yeah.
Maybe
pre-show, so 12.
Yeah,
exactly. Sasha versus Bayley.
Oh, 45.
Yeah,
another Iron Woman match. All right, let's see here.
Unretired Dwayne Nix. Can we just get the Usos versus New Day forever? Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Dun, 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 dun. You know, okay. Here's the thing about the Bludgeon Brothers that it's just. I wonder if this is it with you. Is it because they're cheesy?
Why I can't get into them?
Why you don't want them in that feud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know Usos and New Day is quality stuff across the board. They've never done anything bad when they've been feuding together that I remember is all great.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want that greatness to be compromised by the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah. Luke Harper's a good wrestler.
I love Luke Harper. I think he's fantastic.
Yeah.
But they're one-dimensional.
Yeah.
And that's
you don't
not
think
what
that's
not
good what, to like that's a good element to add.
No, I don't want that. No. Not for Mania season, no. After Mania, fine.
Yeah.
I don't want it for Mania.
Is it their cheesy outfits?
It's the Hammers, honestly.
Right.
It's the Hammers. That's what really makes it cheesy.
They went back and they picked up the Hammers to get into the ring.
Yeah.
And it's like that, you know, you totally get that the Hammers are from the 99-10 store.
Oh, yeah.
They got in the
same place Evil got his scythe from.
Yeah, they're hollow and plastic.
Yeah.
They're toys.
Yeah.
They don't even try to make it look like they're real.
No. Panda Adams, is Shane versus Cena their default or last resort if Taker is impossible? I actually thought about that the other day, that Shane versus Cena. I don't think we'd mention that as a possibility, but it seems like it's probably be Mysterio, and he asked maybe somebody else, but I can't remember.
Oh, quick word to Panda Adams, by the way. Your friendo care package got returned to me because it said, I forget what I said. But anyways, if you can send us a DM on Patreon verifying your mailing address, that'd be great. I'll send you one anyways, but in case you're not listening to this. Let's see here.
Here, I'll try to find out who the other name was that Cena asked for.
Oh, here we go. Tommy T. Boy, this was really upvoted. Hey, friendos, if you could put together one episode of Table for Three, who are the three people you'd be most interested in seeing, and what would you like them to talk about? He says, personally, I would like to see an episode with Orton, Cena, and Triple H, with them talking about what it has been like to see the business change around them.
Hmm.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see a Table for Three for successful second chancers. So okay. Jinder, Drew, and then give me one other one. Who left and then successfully came back?
Am I drawing a blank right now? You said Jinder.
I put you on the spot.
Drew. And somebody else. I'm trying to find this other name that I swear I saw for Cena at WrestleMania other than...
Was it Samoa Joe?
Oh, it was Samoa Joe.
Nick G said Samoa Joe.
Yeah, it was Samoa Joe. That's right. Thank you.
I would actually prefer that over Rey Mysterio. Oh, Gallows. That's an interesting one.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of an interesting
one.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
He was Festus.
Mm-hmm. He's also in the Straight Edge Society.
He was Doc Gallows. Yeah, exactly. Mickey James.
That'd be good.
That'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It was like coming back after all this time. What's different now from when it was before? You know? That'd be interesting questions.
The Nightcrawler. Hey, Stephen Larson. Do you guys think... Oh, Shelton Benjamin.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Do you guys think it would be a good idea for SmackDown to, instead of putting commercials in the middle of matches, they can put them over all entrances?
Yes!
Not only would it help the match, but I also think it would make seeing entrances like Nakamura's on pay-per-views feel special and less watered down.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. Yeah. I love that idea. Yes. The crowd, I mean, the entrances are
for
good
the crowd.
For the crowd.
Yeah.
We don't need to see them.
No. I'm not Baron Corbin. Hey, friendos. I think everyone is assuming it's a lock that Nakamura won the title of Mania, but just hypothetically, how badly would it hurt him if he didn't?
Ooh, all of it.
I feel like after already losing his first two title shots against Jinder and failing to regain much of his momentum even after his Rumble win, there's nobody on the roster who needs to win at Mania more than he does.
That's a good point, and I agree completely.
I don't think it's a sure thing he wins, though. So I think he can pick up some momentum putting on a 5-star match against AJ at Mania, and then... If he wins it in a rematch.
Let's do early. So early confidence points. Where do you think all your confidence points are going?
Oh, top.
Yeah.
Reigns winning.
Yeah.
That's all confidence points.
Yeah. I'm trying to think how far down the line Nakamura
is. I'd say Reigns winning. I would say Asuka winning.
Okay.
Those would be top two.
If we get Cena Mysterio, doesn't Cena go over?
I don't know who goes over there. Depends on the nature of Ray's deal. Like, if he's just coming back for Mania, then yeah, Cena goes over.
I think Nakamura, to me, would be pretty high.
I think he'd be like middle.
Because, like, so
like a middle number.
The Intercontinental Championship, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whoever Braun faces, Braun's going over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Elias.
Especially if it's Braun Elias, yeah. Charlotte, Becky Lynch. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I would put Nakamura pretty high, but not higher than Oscar or Reigns, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right about that. But I feel like he wins it. Here's the thing about AJ. He's bulletproof at this point. He can afford any win, any loss.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't hurt him at all.
Nakamura, I kind of agree with this. Nakamura absolutely needs to win this.
No, I understand the logic. I'm just saying I don't think it's necessarily a guarantee that he does.
Let's see here. I like this. Richard Lee Breslin. With John Cena having no clear path to WrestleMania, how far do you think his actions will go? Will he insert himself into the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic or even issue a challenge for a spot in the 205 Live tournament for the Cruiserweight title?
Oh, he'd have to drop some weight for the 205 Live thing. Maybe he'll start a tag team real quick. Challenge T-Bar.
Yeah.
Ryan Mizushima. Hey, friendos, would you rather have Cena versus Mysterio or Cena versus Undertaker? The former. No more Undertaker wrestling, please. It's like his body can hold up.
I don't know. Probably for the spectacle of it, Cena, Undertaker. I mean, did it hurt watching him against Roman last year? Yeah, kind of.
Oh, I missed this.
Still was a pretty decent match.
Mark of Steel says Tom Phillips called Nakamura the King of Strong Style.
I think I heard that. I think I remember that. Didn't register with me, though. That's, yeah. I didn't even think about that. When Cena was staring at him.
Hmm.
Yeah. John Thompson. Am I the only one who thought Shane should be the one given the double pneumonia gimmick, given how blocked up he sounds on the mic? Judd, you need to fight AJ for... Wait, you just want to be given this, this match?
Just hearing you do that makes me want to take antihistamines.
I know. When I do that impression, because I'm a method actor, like it really starts getting to my my lungs.
Cody Miles, name some kayfabe reasons that the Bludgeon Brothers graphic popped up while John Cena made his entrance.
He's a Bludgeon. Number one, he's a Bludgeon Brother.
Well, that's his plan B on SmackDown. If he didn't win this match right. against AJ, he was going to join Bludgeon Brothers yeah. and get a tag title shot at Mania. Yeah.
Number two, somebody just goofed up.
Well, that's not kayfabe.
Oh, kayfabe?
That's
yeah.
shoot.
Kayfabe. One of the Bludgeon Brothers is in the production truck.
There you
and
go.
He did it, trying to entice John Cena to become one.
There was a late rewrite that Bludgeon Brothers were supposed to open the show.
Right, yeah. Okay, there
initially,
you go.
But then they rewrote
it. That's not kayfabe, though.
Oh, yeah.
Writing isn't kayfabe. Mm. These things just happen.
No, but then Cena said, I'm going to start the show.
I'm going to start the show.
I'm John Cena.
Ronan Cahill. But he can't do that anymore. He has no stroke there because he has no road to WrestleMania. If he can say, I'm going to start the show, he can say, I'm going to be a mania.
Yeah.
Ronan Cahill. Do you guys think Randy Orton just walked around in a Speedo and hoodie at home? Yeah, kind of.
Could.
It's like his comfort gear. And, like, I think he only wears trunks, like, out of necessity. I think he likes being a lower nude all the time. He just walks around.
And chat here is mentioning that Ronda is a lock to win.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those are top three locks.
No, I put that over Nakamura, but I still think Nakamura is pretty much a lock. In my estimation, anyways. Swag Cold, Swagnito says, there was a sign that says Corbin doesn't wash his hands. So Power...
Yeah, I saw that.
Power Rank, the dirtiest, least hygienic wrestlers. Well, Festus was number one, right?
Yeah.
He was pretty gross.
I mean, the Wyatt family.
Yeah, they look... You could tell that they seem smelly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Luke Harper's shirt looked like it hadn't ever been washed.
I know.
So.
Yeah, they're high up there. Like the Bushwhackers, they seem smelly.
Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the trash man. Go.
Something tells me Kane probably smelled.
Maybe.
Yokozuna's unders probably smelled. Oh, how great was Big E getting his inner thighs sprayed?
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. All right. You getting out of those cards because yeah. it's time for
trivia.
Trivia. Not to be confused with chat trivia, which happens during our Patreon.
Troy Edward brings up Bastion Booger.
Our Patreon, the boogeyman, our Patreon exclusive post show.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everybody gets to participate who hasn't won yet. Today we're starting things with the Attitude Era.
Correct.
As we go chronologically.
We probably had all these before. I'll start.
Okay.
At WrestleMania 15, who defeated Big Show in a match for the right to be the guest referee in the Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock main event?
At WrestleMania
15. I don't think we've had this one before.
Mankind?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good job.
What former school teacher was the male winner of the first season of Tough Enough?
Oh, that's Maven.
Very good.
Who won the WCW tag titles in October 2001, becoming the first team to hold the ECW, WWE, and WCW tag team championships?
Dudley Boys?
Mm-hmm.
Championships. What D-Generation X leader became the first two-time European champion in March of 1998?
March 98?
Yeah.
That'd be Triple H.
Triple H. I'm the two-time European champion.
What was the name of JBL's faction that included Orlando, Jordan, the Basham Brothers, and Amy Weber?
Oh, it was the... God, was it really that lame? Was it the Cabinet?
Uh-huh. It was that lame.
Really lame. Because I remember Orlando Jordan was the chief of staff. Anyway, superstar bio. What college did season one Tough Enough competitor and WWE superstar Christopher Nowitzki...
Oh, Harvard.
...attend?
Harvard.
Very good. Moving on to the modern era.
Modern era. Who did Edge spear through a flaming table at WrestleMania 22?
Probably Mankind.
Yeah.
Okay. Two Mankinds today. Big events. Who did Big Match John Cena defeat in an ambulance match in the main event of Elimination Chamber 2012?
Oh,
John
2012?
Cena ambulance match, Elimination Chamber 2012.
Randy Orton.
Damn.
Who became WWE champion for the 10th time? Jeez Louise. When he defeated Alberto Del Rio at Night of Champions 2011.
That would be John Cena.
Yeah, man. Gosh. I got some easy questions on this one.
Championships. Who defeated John Cena in a last man standing match at Backlash 2009, earning the World Heavyweight Championship for a fifth time?
Randy Orton.
Edge.
Damn.
On this day.
I didn't guess Randy Orton for all the John Cena questions.
Yeah.
What superstar appropriately hosted the Peep Show interview segment, seeing that his fans called...
I swept.
Easy cards.
Superstar bio.
Yeah.
What was the name of the tag team made up of Shad and JTG?
It's crime time.
How many did you get? I got, give me two cards. I want the shiny ones, too.
No, you get Mojo.
You bastard. Give me a shiny one.
I'm trying to find a shiny one.
On a shiny, bright, shiny card.
You get Wild Samoans.
What? Afa and Rikishi. Afa and Sika.
Yep. Afa and Sika.
Afa.
All right, that's trivia, and that's the show.
They're cool. Anyways, what?
That's it.
Oh, is that the show?
Patrons, stick around for chat trivia.
Thank you, Hilton. We have music.
Last week of chat trivia before... Tournament of Champions.
Ooh, very exciting.
Next week.
Thanks for watching. Until next time, talk later.
Bye.